All right, I want you to come with me to Jeremiah 29. Say, Father, I need ears.
Father, I need ears.
That truly hear.
That truly hear.
Eyes that truly see.
Eyes that truly see.
And a heart that does perceive.
And a heart that does perceive.
What you're speaking to me.
What you're speaking to me.
Amen. Verse 1 says, this is the text of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent to, from Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exiles and to the priests, the prophets, and all the other people Nebuchadnezzar had carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon, which means you left Jerusalem and you went into confusion. This was after King Jehoiachin and Queen Mother, the court officials and the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the artisans had gone into exile from Jerusalem, meaning these are the people that had a lot of talents. He entrusted the letter to Elisha, son of Shaphan, to Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to the king Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon, and it said, this is the letter. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile. I want you to put a circle about I carried into exile. Nobody thinks about God putting people into exile. They think that's the enemy's work. It was the enemy that kept you in darkness. It was God that carried you into exile from Jerusalem into confusion. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number. There. See, when you're taken into exile, you want to go back. Your focus is on back, back, back. Where you were, what you did, what you enjoyed. And looking back is becoming a picture of your future because that's where you're focused. Then it says, increase in number there, do not decrease. Seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Again, I have carried you into exile. Twice he says it. When things happen and we are in a happy space, or at least a comfortably happy space, we think that it should continue. We perceive, if God loves me, he's going to keep me here and keep me happy and keep me in a joyful time. But he didn't do that with the Israelites, did he? He carried them into confusion. Why do you think that God would do such a thing? Well, obviously because they disobeyed the law, but he knew they would disobey the law from the beginning. Amen? Okay. Then he says, pray to the Lord for it. Now, would you want to pray for the city of Babylon, which is full of confusion and perversion? Because if it prospers, you too will prosper. So if you're in judgment against those people you work for, if you're in judgment for the people that are around you and in your family, and you don't pray for them, don't expect to prosper. Oh, while you're praying for the people that you work for and that they prosper, you will get and reap some of the benefits. So you're really blessing yourself. If you're cursing those you work for, you're cursing your future. Oh. Verse 8, yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and the diviners among you deceive you. I want you to put a circle around prophets and diviners. This is witchcraft. And he said, don't let them deceive you. Then he goes further, do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. Now they're using God's name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. So you might ask, whoever prophesies over you, did you send them, Lord? Then verse 10 is what I was sharing with you this morning. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for confusion, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. What an awesome promise. You will seek me and find me, not might. It says you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Well, if your double standard is, oh, if you could only take this mess away from me, I'd be able to survive. Selfish prayer. Why the challenge of the confusion? Because it was allowed by God so you'd run to him. And you might not like the idea at all, because you might think he didn't do for you the last time you got prayers. I know I'm hitting you home. You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found. Put a circle on that one. I will be found by you. So it's not a matter of it might, it will be happening. And I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and place you where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. You may say, the Lord has raised up prophets for us in Babylon. But this is what the Lord says about the king who sits on David's throne. Who's the king that sits on David's throne?
Jesus.
Jesus, amen. And all the people who remain in this city, your countrymen who did not go with you into exile. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty says. I will send the sword, famine, and plague against them. And I will make them like poor figs that are so bad they cannot be eaten. That has a whole package of goodies in it. And I don't want to go there right now. Verse 18, I will pursue them with the sword, famine, and plague, and will make them abhor to all the kingdoms of the earth, an object of cursing and horror, of scorn and reproach among all the nations. Where I drive them. 19, for they have not listened to my words, declares the Lord. Words that I sent to them again and again. By my servants the prophets, and you exiles have not listened either, declares the Lord. So don't pick on the prophets. Pick on yourself a little bit. Pay attention. Recognize who's calling you to the next level of his revelation. Verse 20, therefore hear the word of the Lord, all you exiles whom I have sent away from Jerusalem to Babylon. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says about Ahab, so son of Goliath, and Zedekiah, the son of Messiah, who are prophesying lies to you in my name. Notice again, it's another level of prophecies of lies, and the people believe it. And I believe, truly, we are living in that day, because this is speaking about nations. This prophetic message is no longer about those that were in Babylon of old. It is today's Babylon, today's confusion area. 22. Because of them, all the exiles from Judah who are in confusion will use this curse. The Lord treat you like Zedekiah and Ahab, whom the king of Babylon burned in the fire, for they have done outrageous things in Israel. They have committed adultery with their neighbors' wives, and in my name have spoken lies, which I did not tell them to do. I know it, and am a witness to it, declares the Lord. I want to stop there because I believe there's a lot of material here that you can discern on your own. But if you're smart, you won't try to discern it on your own. You're going to ask Holy Spirit for revelation and what it really means to you. And what you are in this area. Because none of us have the fullness of the package. None of us are smart enough to say, I got it all. Because if you hear that one, your caution light should be on. Because if they're not, let's say, submissive to one another, that they are the ones that have all the answers, you know pride is at the foundation of that garbage. And it'll open you up to be able to say, but God, I don't know whom I need to receive from. But I know this, when it's truth, it harmonizes with my spirit. Okay? My sister-in-law called me last week. And she went to see a movie. She called me and she says, what do you think of that such and such a movie? And I said, well, I haven't seen it, so I can't really respond. But I said, I did read the book that the movie's based on. But sometimes, how many know that Hollywood takes its own twist? I said, well, please you go see the movie. Well, I haven't been able to. I haven't been to a movie since my birthday. And my son took me. So it hasn't happened yet. I'm not saying I won't. But I said to the Lord, she said, well, Kim, when your brother and I went into that movie, we had high expectations.
It's a Christmas.
And when I came out, I could tell something was off center. And I said, okay. And then she gave me a couple of other things that, you know, I pondered on. But you see, I like her wisdom because she wasn't comfortable. There was something off center. So she called for help. Can you do the same? There were times that you're going to see or hear something and you're going to know in your heart, whoops. And how many know what I'm talking about? It's a slight wedge. You can just feel something is off. Don't buy the material. Keep it on the side. Don't get angry, because that's not going to help. But pray for the source. Close your eyes now. Say, Father, I thank you.
Father, I thank you.
That my discernment, is growing. I'm dependent on your Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of wisdom.
And the Spirit of counsel.
And the Spirit of knowledge. To know.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt.
What is the absolute truth? And his name is? Jesus. Jesus is my truth.
Jesus is
His Spirit is alive in me. And He'll keep me focused until I get the victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Out of confusion I come.
I don't want to live there anymore. Babylon was for then.
Israel is for now.
And the Spirit of truth. Have your way. Amen. Share some hugs with each other.